We back. Thank you for listening and happy new year. We made it, right? Like, I don't know whatever you were going through last year. It's over. Now, that doesn't mean like, you know, some things don't carry over like STDs or, you know, saying baby mama drama. But what you can at least acknowledge is that you woke up, you opened your eyes, and that is just a blessing. And I got to be honest with you. I think we take for granted. I heard this somewhere. It said one of the biggest blessings that we take for granted is leaving the house safely and returning home, right? Coming home to your loved ones, your wife, your husband, your kids, your dog, your cat, the weird people who have fish and parrots and, you know, iguanas. I was doing a New Year's Eve show, and we sold out, by the way, in Des Moines. Teehee's Comedy Club is where I shot my second comedy album. And if you listen to my second album, that went number one, by the way, just, you know, shout out to me and doing my own little plug. But there was a moment where we take shots on stage. So I brought people up on stage. We took shots. It made the album. Just the thing that I do. And I decided to do it again for New Year's. And I had this lady came up. I had a lady and a guy come up. And I basically, like, hey, anybody celebrating? And then everybody going to say New Year's. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Okay? Like, I get that. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody's, like, anniversaries, birthdays, anything like that. So we brought somebody up with a birthday late December and early January. And white people. It's not all white people. And I think that's important to make sure I mention some white people. Like, it's like you can pick them out of a daisy. Okay. She comes up. First she needed a chaser. We're drinking Tito's. So vodka. And she needed a chaser. And then she proceeds to, she says she has a bearded or something like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm saying it as if there's no way anybody else knows this, but a ton of people knows what this is. It's some lizard that she then showed me a picture of, and I was like, this is a terrible idea. I should not have done this. It was a hilarious moment, but with that being said, it is just a blessing to see another year. I had an incredible year last year, and I hope that this year, and God willing for myself and others and everybody that's listening, I hope you have a great year. I hope you really put yourself in a position to take control of your day-to-day, you know, because they say a lot of things is out of our control, and that's just true, and how we respond is really what matters most. But I think sometimes we underestimate, like, the things that we can do on the back end. You know, like the preparation that we can do, the developing that mental toughness, that encouragement that I think is so important to go out and kick ass. You know what I mean? Like the words of affirmation and things like that, I think really goes a long way. You know, it's if you think positive, you know, positive things will happen, so on and so forth. And I wanna pretend that we don't always do this. You know, every year, new me, New Year's resolutions, you stick to them, you don't do them, you do them. I want things to be different, right? And that's what last year was for me. You know, I said a bunch of cliche shit, and a lot of it came true, or a lot of it happened, and there was some action on my part, which I think is, again, the most important aspect of it. But, you know, one of the things that I said last year was, if you want things done differently, you got to do it yourself. That's not at all. I don't know what's happening. but if you want like a different result, you got to do things differently. And I'd had a pretty decent result as far as my comedy, for a lot of the years that I've been doing it, but there was just something different about last year. It was a little bit more planning and prepping and working on material and practicing and exercising that material, putting myself and booking myself in new venues and cities and states, and really being able to showcase my comedy and my talents and abilities and things like that. That put me in other positions to be selected to have certain gigs and opportunities that I just did not have before. So with all that, I'm just like, let's not stop, right? Let's not be complacent. Let's not just be like, okay, you know what? It was a great year. I need a lateral year. Like I need to, you know, no, I want to keep this train going. So I hope this energy gets to you wherever you are listening, whether you are in the gym working on yourself or you're in the car taking a drive, whether you're dropping the kids off. Probably don't listen to this when you're dropping the kids off. I mean, listen to it after. I guess that makes sense because I like to swear and say fucking shit sometimes. But I really want to encourage more people to go out there and stop fucking around. This episode of Peace Talk Podcast is brought to you by Ruby Ribbon, but more specifically, one of my best friends who sells the product. She got completely into it and it changed her life. And so she started changing other people's lives. And I think that is incredible. Ruby Ribbon is a 3-in-1 solution to an everyday problem, the underwire bra. So women who are out there that hate your bra, don't like your bra, you guys are having issues and problems and you break up every week. this is a solution. You can get comfortable everyday shapewear that can also be worn as outerwear. It actually takes 1-3 inches off your waist. This is like a 7-second tummy tug. And it's for every woman of all different sizes. So big, small, big boobs, small boobs, they have you covered. What's pretty incredible is my mother bought it. My wife bought it. A lot of my best friends bought it. And at first, to be honest, they buy it to support, right? Like, hey, I'm selling a new product. Can you buy it and support? But they bought it and they absolutely love it. And it's changing their lives and it's changed a lot of women's lives. And if you are interested in having your life changed and wearing a bra and you know, a fitting that works a lot better than probably what you have, please reach out to her. It's www.myshamama, that's myshamama.com. Tell her they sent you and she'll take great care of you. They'll help with sizing and everything else. So check it out. Let me know how it goes. And good luck, ladies. Check her out. With all that being said, I wanted to make this episode a very short episode. Just to say thanks for listening. Last year, I sort of got bored with the podcast as we got into the last 2 months of the year. I just kind of was pulling myself to get into the office and record, and I just wasn't loving the content that was coming out. As much as I love sharing my week to week and shows that I do, I really wasn't feeling it. And I didn't want that to be what I put out, because one of the things that I love is there are some people that really, really love and support me. And I just don't want to do things just to do them. Like I don't want to go through the motions. And I remember doing that as a comedian, where like you show up to a show and you're like, oh, this show is going to be shitty. And so I'm going to half-ass it. Or I didn't practice great enough, so I'm just going to go up and, you know, just work through these jokes. And it's a terrible place to be, I think, mentally. And probably emotionally and all that other stuff. But, like, I remember, like, oh, I got to go do these jokes. You know, like, that's I don't ever want to feel that. You know, it's just like being in a relationship, like, oh, let me go kiss this person. You know, like, let me go spend, you know, the next 30 years of my life with them. No. Where is that excitement? Where is that happy, that joy to just be here, to be doing the thing that you love to do, to be with the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with? You know, I hope that we all tap into that person again. Whether that is your younger self or your, you know, like your, I do like to believe, you know, like not futuristic, but I do like to believe that, I don't want to say multi-universe, because then we start talking about Marvel and DC and comic books, and those are conversations I don't care to participate in. But I do like the idea that there's a Daylan out there that has all these expectations for me. And that person is me outside of myself. And as much as I don't want to let, my people that my fans and family and friends and supporters, as much as I don't want to let them down, I don't want to let myself down as well. Like, I don't want to get to the end of my life and look back and be like, ah, you should have did a bunch of other shit. I'm a Jets fan, and I say that proudly, but the Jets are terrible, and I can't say terrible. They're not good, and they had another not good season. And even though there was some hope there for the playoffs, and there were some sparks of greatness. We're right back where we been, missing the postseason and not being good enough to win games and so on and so forth. And the issue that I have is, if you are going to go down swinging. If you are going to lose a game, lose not because of effort. Sometimes it's because of talent. Sometimes someone is just better than you, or a team is better than you, or someone who got the promotion deserved the promotion a little bit more than you, and so on and so forth. But I'm not okay with playing terrible. And I know everybody has a bad day, everybody has a bad game, everybody has a bad week. But I don't think we have these stenches long enough where it's the determinant. Like, it's like there's nothing you can do about it. This is who you are. This is how your life has to be. And so I don't want to get to the end of my life and be like, oh, you I don't want it to be an effort thing, right? I don't want it to ever be a conversation of I tried, or I didn't try, right? I want it to always be, I enjoyed as much as I possibly could. I spent enough time doing the things that I love. Being around the people that I love, and so on, and that's what I hope for you as well. So I hope there's there's a me out there that's looking at myself and saying, "We made it to 2023. What are we gonna do now? Like, all right, where do we go from here? Because this is the year of elevate, hashtag level up. And last year was relentless. We were very relentless, and we saw the payout." And I do this letter grade, like, hey, on Facebook, what letter grade do you give 2022? And there were some B's and C's, and there were some D's and F's from people. And it's selfish for me to not acknowledge that, there were some people that had some hardships last year, and probably still going through it. And I just want to mention that it doesn't always have to be that way. It doesn't always have to stay that way. And if there are things that you can do on your part to change those grades, I hope you can, and I hope you do. So that's hey, I'm back. I'll be putting out new episodes every Monday. Happy New Year. yes, I'm gonna change a lot about the podcast, because I my goal is to deliver the best podcast for myself and you that I possibly can. So that is my goal. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you very soon. Have an incredible week. Laugh a lot today and this week, or make somebody laugh. Show me your pee-pee. I don't know. If you don't have a pee-pee, then, do the thing where you, like, look down and you put your finger through your pee hole. And okay, that's stupid. I shouldn't end the episode there, but I will. So, peace.